Welcome to Synergy Practices Podcast.
Welcome to Synergy Practices Podcast. This is the Red Card Edition. I'm here with Artin Safarian. I'm your host, Sasha Hawatpal. Art, we're going to be talking about a project in Orlando, which, funny enough, we're getting a lot of projects in Florida, a lot of people calling in from Florida recently. But anyways, Orlando project where they actually reached out to us to talk architecture and engineering. And I was the one that actually took the call. And they're on the second floor of a four-story building. And on the ground level, and this is the big one, where what our main discussion point is a Bank of America for all of our international listeners. That's just a bank. But anyways, there's a Bank of America covering at least 35-40% of the space directly below them. So what happened is we're starting to talk, and I'm going through it with them, and I'm starting to go through all of the concerns that a bank can have in a dental office build out. And I thought, this would be great. It's not even a red card, right? Because we caught it in advance. It's a great potential red card.
If you don't catch it.
If you don't catch it.
Right.
So let's talk bank faults. Let's talk about all the potential reasons that a bank fault would be a concern, especially, Art, when it's directly below your space.
Well, a vault is a secured space. You got money in there, you got personal belongings, you got jewelry potentially, right?
I've watched a good couple of bank robbing movies.
it's a vault. So if a bank has a vault, right?
Right.
That means you can't penetrate that vault any way, which means you can't drill.
That's a good one. So that's where I think people are getting confused. People assume the walls are, but the doctor, to quote the doctor, and I know he's probably going to hear this episode, I didn't realize the ceiling is also impenetrable.
Okay, so let me explain to you what a vault is. Actually, I have an exposed vault. I walked into a practice that's an ophthalmology, and he went into an old bank, and he utilized this vault, and the vault is actually exposed. I took a good picture of
it. Oh, cool.
We'll post
it to our social media.
I'll post that for everyone to look at. A vault is basically, think of it as a thick concrete top, sides, and the bottom.
Even the bottom. So if you have a concrete slab, it's like a...
That's right. That's why when we are on a vault, you can't saw cut and go under, even if you're on the first floor, because saw cutting that vault, especially the bottom could be 10 inches, 20, 12 inches. We don't know, right? But the vault is built so that no one can get in. No one can just easily drill and get into it, right? So
I guess that makes sense. Our construction crews easily drilling into it.
So if this is an existing bank, operational
currently operational.
That's an area, especially a dental office, right? Dental office, what people have to understand is usually dental offices have a lot of drills you're making. You're making drills for water lines, sinks, for your suction, the air.
So what would you say a single operatory, in this case an ortho, has a...
It's hard to say a single operatory how many drills, because because you can do the project, you can do a dental practice without making too many drills. But
fair.
In order to comfortably, depending on where your delivery lines are coming from, if it's coming from the chair or not. So there are challenges. Easily, if you don't want to think about anything and you want to go to like a six operatory practice, you have to think you're going to have, in the dental offices on average, you're going to have probably a good 40 to 50 holes you're going to make. These are for, whether they're 1 inches, half inches, or 2-inch holes, and they're for your suction, air, plugs you're going to have for the chairs, right? Anything you have. You have a sink, the drain line goes down. If you have a bathroom, the drain line goes down.
Right.
So if you want to be, not concerned or not have your design rely upon where and how, then the vault is no good, right? Now, if you go on top of the vault, but you understand there's challenges, you may not be able to put an operatory on top of it because there's a vault on the bottom, or if you put an operatory, the operatory would have to be in a certain way, the delivery line, it can't go right where you want it, which means if you're used to having chair-side delivery, you may not get chair-side delivery, or there's gonna be things you have to do to go around it, right?
So where the vault is, in this case, I said about 30%. I was an estimation I got from their CAD file. So if it's a 2,000 square foot space, you have to assume 600 or so square foot you're losing. Like, you can't have any productivity in that area.
You have to be creative and engineer it. Not everyone, you have to be creative. You have to engineer it. Then you have to be comfortable by it.
Well, this
what I mean by that is that everything is doable in construction. Everything is doable.
I'm going to buy that t-shirt.
Everything is doable.
Yeah, arts
everything is doable. However, you as the client have to be comfortable by it. And you have to work with people that are knowledgeable to make sure they're showing you all the routes so you can make a good decision on what you want to do with it, right?
So I've also noticed that with banks, they tend to be on the end cap of a building. In this case, it is. Actually, it's in the very corner,
sure.
And the doctor was also looking the corner.
Right.
So I'm realizing, discussing with you, not that 30% they're going to lose is the window. You're not going to be able to put your... So if you think about it, a lot of these times, these banks are on the edge of it, probably.
Like I said, but
then you can't put product.
Again, if you're flexible with your floor plan,
mm-hmm.
you can definitely make it work. That's not going to be an issue.
So we talked about drilling. Let's say they work a floor plan. What else potential issues can arise from having a bank directly below you or even just in your building?
It's all about... In your building, there's no issues. If they're below you, it's all about being able to drill.
Okay. There's no, like, concerns about security fees or...
Not if you're on top of it, no.
No, not if you're on top of it.
No.
When could you see something like a security
fee? Now, I will tell you, you'll have incurred costs because anytime you're on top of a bank or mm-hmm. a jewelry store or anything expensive, chances are, you know, when you're doing the work, the plumbing lines...
Running the lines.
Plumbing is under the space.
Correct.
Right? So... Obviously, you can't go in the vault. You can't drill in the vault. So the vault is out of the question. But when we do plumbing in buildings like that, you can't do it during the regular hours, which means the bank has to be shut down, right? So they're going to require a security guard to watch over
okay.
the employees.
So, that's what I'm...
So you'll incur costs on construction for security purposes.
Now, that's interesting.
But, there's no challenges as far as if you're not on top of a vault.
And then jumping around a little bit, because in one of our previous podcasts, we actually discussed, I don't know if you remember, discussed removing a vault. Just as a reminder, because even every now and then we get doctors who are considering looking at old standalone banks too.
Right.
How difficult, because I know it's not impossible, but how difficult is it to completely remove a vault from a space?
It's not impossible, but it's costly. I just told you, this thing is... a thick concrete.
Yep.
To demo that, you're probably looking at $100,000, depending on the size of the vault, right? Just to remove, I've converted about a good 10, 12 banks mm-hmm. into dental practices. Usually, just to move the door of the vault, just the door itself.
Yeah.
You know, we're looking at potentially a $10,000, $15,000 demo, if not more. It's heavy just to move the door. So what you can do most of the places that I've done is we convert the vault into, let's say, the storage. If we can find ways to put in, air conditioning and ventilation, you can potentially do a consult room or an office.
Secure office.
Yeah, but there's, but most people, I would say, it's cost effective to leave it so they don't move it. It's very costly to move a vault.
So in this case, the good news for the orthodontist is he has caught it in advance. He's working with a realtor that's looking at options. I don't want to speak for them because I'm not the real estate agent, but I have a feeling they're going to be looking for a different space. The doctor wants. The way the doctor sees it, he had a great point, to quote the doctor. If I'm paying X dollars per square foot, I want to be able to use every single square foot. And I was like, sure.
Yeah, and again, I want to make sure everybody understands that vault presents challenges. It's not
impossible.
Same thing can happen if you're on top of a restaurant and the kitchen hood is there, right? When a kitchen hood is on a restaurant and it's hitting your roof, you can't drill there. So you have to maneuver around. Same thing could happen if you're in a building that's a skiff. I know we talked about skiffs before.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing. Skiffs are just like vaults. You can't drill through. You can't penetrate. You can't compromise the skiff, right? So again, can you do the project? Yes. Are you comfortable doing it the way it needs to be done? Are you willing to take options and make some sacrifices? That depends on how comfortable you are as the client.
Okay. Well, takeaways, like Art said, it's not impossible. Look at the options. Work with an expert. This has been Synergy Practices Red Card Edition. Thanks for joining us. Check us out on Spotify, anywhere you listen to podcasts. And thanks for joining, Art.
Thank you.